There's a really cool story about how this show came about. Do you mind sharing it with us?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. Yes. In the fall of 2010, we need to figure out the year. What year was it? My friend, the comedian Lewis Black, who I met after my dad died, he really wanted my husband and I to come on this comedy cruise that he was doing. He got together like 7 comics and was doing all these events on this comedy cruise with 400 hardcore Lewis Black fans. And so he said to me, well, we need a day event, and I really want you guys to come on board. So, I don't know, just play some videos of your dad and tell a few stories, because he knew I was a storyteller, and I already had a couple of these stories that I did regularly at venues around L.A., and so I was like, oh, okay, sounds good to me. And literally, and I mean the word literally, the morning of the event, I picked, I think it was 9 videos off of 2 or 3 compilation DVDs I had of my dad's stuff, and just put them, you know, in chronological order, and then just started writing down, you know, ideas for stories, some of which I did have, but some of which also I lifted from my dad's memoir, you know, some of that stuff, but just kind of jotted down notes, and just completely winged it that day, like got up there and just played a video, told a story, played a video, told a story. Well, I did like 75 minutes, and the place was laughing and crying, and all the comics were blown away, and everyone kept saying to me all week long, oh my God, I loved your thing, that was so amazing, you should go on the road with it. And so, you know, so I was sitting there going, yeah, right, I'm going to go on the road and talk about my dad for an hour and a half, like, how obnoxious is that? And then I started telling people about the experience I had, and it was kind of intriguing. And then Paul Provenza, a friend of mine, comedian, actor, director, author, said, you know, this could actually be really interesting if we did it right, and I'd be willing to direct it for you. And I said, well, I think the only way I would ever do it is someone like you would be part of the project. And that was February of 2011, and before I knew it, he had me booked to premiere at the Just for Laughs Festival in Boston.
Feet first, huh?
In July. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I need to get my shit together, and so I did.